You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Though the road be dark and dreary, the pathway burning and dry, dim light barely leading us under, we can make it if we try. Though winds may rage and storms may blow, discouragement at each dead end, no guiding light to lead us forward, no helping hand from above.
Coming at you on a bowl of soul, and we just tuned you into the Silvers. And in fact, this is a classic album. The album was called The Silvers 2. This is an album that was definitely slept on by this Los Angeles, California R&B based group. This album came out on September 3rd, 1973, and this album was a soul and funk album. And as you know, the Silvers, you know, they've been singing for 14 years, from 1971 to 1985. And, you know, they started out originally with the four eldest members, Olympia, Leon, Charmaine, and James, and they were known, recorded as the Little Angels. And they appeared on shows such as Make Room for Daddy, which I believe that was Danny Thomas' show, and they were on You Bet Your Life, and they were opening for such acts as Johnny Mathis and Ray Charles. But later on, they evolved into the Silvers, which comprised 10 siblings: Olympia Ann Silvers, Leon Frank Silvers III, Charmaine Silvers, James Silvers, Edmund Silvers, who we lost on March 11, 2004, Joseph Richard Ricky Silvers, Angelia Marie Silvers, Patricia Lynn Pat Silvers, Foster Silvers, who had that song Misdemeanor, and Christopher Silvers, who basically passed on June 18th, 1985. He never performed with the Silvers. But yet and still, this was off of their second album called The Silvers 2, and you definitely got to check that album out, because that's a hot album. That's a slept-on album. And this is Professor T. Love on a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you know what? You can catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, baby. And you can also catch me on Live 365. Just look up A Bowl of Soul, baby. Get nonstop soul music with limited commercial interruption, and I know you dig that. And definitely, I am on aircheck.us, baby. Check out aircheck.us because you can hear some fabulous DJs on that network as well. And coming up next, you know what? It's Friday, and I feel like I need to get on my good foot, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul coming at you with Mr. James Brown talking about you better get on the good foot. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Get past the people, get past the hitman. Get on down. I want to get on the good foot. Where sober people know what it's about. Going down to the crib and let it all hang out. Where sober people get past the people, get past the hitman.
Stay on the good foot. I don't know what he said.
Get it on the good foot. Hombre, on the good foot. Woo! On the good foot. Fire! Right on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Hey! Going on with myself. Get on the good foot.
And a major figure of 20th century popular music, Mr. James Brown, also referred to as the godfather of soul music. James Joseph Brown Jr., born May 3rd, 1933, and he died December 25th, 2006. Do you realize it's been 7 years since the godfather of soul has departed? He would have been 80 years old coming up this December. And yes, this is a Bowl of Soul. I had to play you, you know, that elongated version. I thought you might have heard the master mix in the beginning of Get on the Good Foot, Baby. But this is a Bowl of Soul, and you know what? You better get on your good foot, baby, because it's Friday, and it's time for the weekend, and you want to have a good time, enjoy yourself, but definitely you tune into the right place, a Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. And if you want to follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And if you're an independent artist and you like to have your music played on A Bowl of Soul, baby, you know, just hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And I'm just bringing you down. This, you know, I just started playing some 70s music for you. You just heard We Can Make It If We Try, which was in 1973. Get on the Foot, Good Foot was 1972. Now we coming down to 1975, and check it out, we gonna have a good time dreaming a dream with the Crown, Heights Affair, baby, from Brooklyn, New York, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
Yeah, y'all. Are you dreaming a dream? I'm dreaming a dream, baby. And that is from otherwise known Crown Heights Affair. And they were called Crown Heights Affair because they were named after a section in Brooklyn. In fact, I used to live in that section of Brooklyn off of Bedford Avenue and Winthrop Street called Crown Heights. And nonetheless, they were called Crown Heights Affair. And that song, Dreaming a Dream, was number one on the Hot Dance Club Play chart in 1975 and on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 43. And you know, this group is composed of past members Ben Iverson, Arnold Mookie Wilson, Burt Reed, who is deceased, Darryl Gibbs, James Baynard, Philip Flip Thomas, Raymond Rock, William Anderson, Raymond Reed, and Howard Young, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, and this is Professor T-Love on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. www.prn.fm, and make sure you catch me on Live 365, baby, nonstop music with limited commercial interruption. Check me out on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, and make sure you catch me on aircheck.us. And if you'd like to support Ebola Soul, you can support Ebola Soul by buying Ebola Soul hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, you name it, aprons with the logo Ebola Soul, a mixed of soul music, baby. And you can do that by going to http://tinyurl.com/Ebola Soul. And we're going to keep this groove going, baby, because I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling first you heard, we can make it if we try, get on the good foot, dreaming a dream, baby. And now, one of my songs that I heard growing up as a kid in the Bronx, New York, baby, we used to mix this record because it had this great breakbeat on it. Hearsay by CJ and Company, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
break beat, baby. Huh. Come on. This is Ebola Soul, and I had to hit you up with some hearsay from CJ and Company. That came off of the 1978 LP, Dead Eye Dick. The album actually is a hot album. I have that album. And you know, this group was a disco group from Detroit, Michigan, and they were the partnership of producers, Funk Brother Dennis Coffey and Mike Theodore. You know, Mike Theodore was the head of you know, I think it was Mike Theodore, and I'm thinking of the Monster Orchestra, but that's different. But they had CJ and Company, their highest charting single in the US was Devil's Gun, which was off of their first LP, 1977, which reached number 36 on the Billboard pop chart, spending 29 weeks on the Hot 100. It wound up being number 100 song of the year on Billboard's year-end charts though only peaking at number 36 and number 2 on the R&B chart in 1977. And as I said, this song, Hearsay, was a song that we used to mix back in the hip-hop days, baby, when we were out there plugging our electrical equipment into the street lamp, taking out the big giant speakers, baby, and blasting them on the street, staying out of trouble in the summertime, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, you know I couldn't finish playing Hearsay without playing the great Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitars Band doing another hip-hop classic, Scorpio, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Baby, come on, yeah. That's classic funk and soul. Yes, and this is A Bowl of Soul, and that is Mr. Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitars Plant Band playing Scorpio. And coming up next, baby, we're going to tell you a little bit something about your health.
Hello to all you lovely listeners out there. This is the Ace of Health, Wellness Coach, Alexis H., coming to you live and direct from A Bowl of Soul. Spring and summer are near, so it's time to get in gear. I'm the coach you're looking for to help you fit into that swimwear. Are you tired of being tired? Stricken with health issues such as diabetes, high blood pressure, menopause? Or are you looking to keep a good thing going longer with that special someone? If you are, feel free to contact me, Ace of Health, Wellness Coach Alexis H., at 631-ACE-TOP-1. That's 631-223-8671. Or email me at aceofhealth1@gmail.com. Remember, real beauty begins with putting health first.
Yeah, you know what? It's time to get your body in order, and you know what you have to do. You need to contact Ace of Health, baby. And you know what? I'm getting ready to get on that track myself, you know, while I'm up here doing the show. You know, who's knocking at the door? I got a box full of Ace of Health products, baby, that we want to cleanse the body, get the body straight, get it prepared for the fall, baby. And you know what? It's important to take care of your health. But one thing you need to take care of, you know what? You need to know why. Not only do you take care of your health, but why you need A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
To your
like that. That's a remix by my man, Mr. Masogatam, baby. He does the great Motown remixes, baby. Yeah, this is a Bowl of Soul, baby. That's the extended version of Chain from 1968, produced by Marvin Gaye and Frank Wilson. And that remix was done by Masogatam, baby. And this is a Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, the late, great Mr. Isaac Hayes speaking to the black man's condition in the ghetto, baby. Soulville from the classic album, the classic movie, Shaft. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
Black man born free. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Chains that binds him are hard to see. Unless you take this walk with me. Place where he lives, he's got plenty of names. Slums, ghetto, and black belt, they are one and the same, and I call it. Any kind of job is hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is 2 months past due, and a building is falling apart. Little boy needs a pair of shoes, and this is only a part of. Some of the brothers got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke and some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to ditch reality by getting so high, only to find out you can never touch the sky, 'cause your roots are in. Oh yeah. Every Sunday morning I can hear the old sister say,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
trust in the Lord. Oh yeah. Hope that you hear the prayers, 'cause deep in their souls they believe someday he'll put an end to all this misery that we're having. Oh yeah.
This is a Bowl of Soul, baby. I had to play you that classic cut off of the 1971 soundtrack for Shaft, in which Shaft, the theme song, was awarded the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1972, done by the late, great Mr. Isaac Lee Hayes Jr., who was born August 20th, 1942 in Covington, Tennessee, and he died August 10th, will be in about 8 days will be the anniversary of his death. He died August 10th, 2008. And you know, Isaac Hayes had been active from 1962 to 2008, and he was on the Stax label and then as a solo artist on the Enterprise Stax label. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and I'm going to play you a different kind of version of Stop in the Name of Love by Yoroku Sakai, baby. This is his remix of Stop in the Name of Love, and trust me, you're going to be like bugging out when you hear this remix. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Out to Yoroku about that. I told him that that was a wonderful remix rendition of Stop in the Name of Love. It just gave it a totally different feel. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. www.prn.fm, baby. You can catch me 6 p.m. every Friday, honey. And definitely catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm on Sundays at 7 p.m. And I am also on Live 365, just doing it up. Just put up some new music on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, baby, nonstop. Soul music with limited commercial interruption, and I know you like that. And definitely catch me on www.aircheck.us, baby. And coming up next, we're going to play Mr. Willie Hutch talking about In and Out from 1982, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
on the Motown label, and he was also part of a group called songwriting group called the Corporation, in which he penned a lot of the songs for the Jackson 5 when they first started. And he one of his famous musical compositions is I'll Be There. He wrote I'll Be There. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and coming up with some new music by Miss Mesa. Talking about Inside My Dream, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
And I've been awakened by a story my mind is telling my heart.
You're saying, baby, don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
You never have to fear.
Never have to fear, baby.
He's telling me to rest my weary soul and let my spirit heal.
The world I want to see, I just need to close.
Don't you worry.
Mesa, baby, that's her new single, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're about to wrap up, and I hope that you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter, and make sure you like my page on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. I enjoy playing this great soul and R&B music for you, new music for you, and I hope that you had a good time. And just keep in mind, on August 28th, 2013, the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington will be commemorated, baby, and people are going to converge on Washington, D.C., August 28th, 2013, and which 50 years ago, on August 28th, 1963, we had the famous March on Washington. And this time, we need this March on Washington again, because we need to emphasize what's going on: poverty, people starving, jobs. We need to get back on the agenda, baby. And you know what? Because it's pressing for our times. This is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love. And I look forward to seeing you next week, baby, with another segment of A Bowl of Soul. And yes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.